here in the midst of the holiday of Sukkot, and this Shabbat we'll read the last Torah reading of the yearly cycle, Vizot HaBracha. In it, Moses blesses each of the 12 tribes just before they enter the land of Israel to inherit and settle in their designated tribal inheritance. I personally love the blessing that Moses gives to Yosef. Let's take a look at one of the verses in the blessing. Uli Yosef Amar, Mivorechet Adonai Artso, Mimegid Shamai Mital, Umitahom Rovetzet Tachat. And to Yosef he said, his land will be blessed by the Lord with the sweetness of the heavens with dew and with the groundwater that lies below. Meaning that Yosef's tribal inheritances will receive an abundance of rain and mountain aquifers. In fact, 40% of Israel's water is from the mountain aquifer, which is mostly located in the tribal inheritance of Yosef. Rashi asks, what does the Torah mean when it says that Yosef's land will be blessed by the Lord? He answers, Shelo haita benachalat ha-shvatim eretz mleya kol tuv ke'artso shel Yosef. For throughout the inheritance of all the tribes, there was no land more abundant with goodness than Yosef's land. I live here in Beit El, which is the southern tip of Yosef's inheritance. Just in my house alone, we have an olive tree, a pomegranate tree, and here's the doozer. We have, when we stand on the back balcony of our house, we can just reach out our hands and pick the figs off of our fig tree. So Moses' blessing to Yosef has been realized in our time and in my life in a very tangible way. Now, what did Yosef do to merit such blessing in his portion in the land of Israel? The Oznaim LeTorah commentary suggests, since Yosef fed and sustained his brothers and other peoples when he was in Egypt, God paid him back with an abundance of blessing in his portion in the land of Israel. With this video commentary, we are finishing the entire Torah. It's the last portion. I want to ask that you, our viewers, provide and sustain, just like Yosef, students at our Israel Defense Forces Preparatory Academy here in Beit El. The students come from disadvantaged homes, and we prepare them mentally, physically, and spiritually for meaningful service in the Israel Defense Forces. Most of the students cannot afford tuition. So please, adopt a soldier at the link on the screen by making a one-time or monthly donation. In turn, may God bless you, just like Yosef, with a most blessed portion here in the land of Israel. And finally, I'm taking a break from these weekly videos. I'll be doing occasional videos, so we may not meet next week, but soon enough, we'll see each other again. And I remind you, please do submit a donation for our soldiers from socioeconomically challenged homes. Help them prepare for the army, and God will pay you back 100 times over here in the land. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach from Beit El.